everybody. Welcome to Tuesday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. We're talking about the fact that healing belongs to us.
Amen.
And so we should be living in divine health. I remember someone came up to my father in the faith, Oral Roberts. And, excuse me, they came up to me about it. Which camera are we on, Tim? This new? Thank you. Came up to me about it. And they said, you mean to tell me that he had to have surgery on his arms and all that healing power went through there? And this came out of my mouth. Healing is not a reward. It is a property. Well, now, let me ask you a question. You go lay your hands, because that's the command that God gave him, to lay his hands on people. You go lay your hands on 2 million people and find out what happens to your shoulders. Because he would be reaching down like this to people. But he had a manifestation of the power of God in his right hand, and the Lord demanded that he lay hands on them. And then the word of the Lord just popped out of my mouth. Healing is not a reward, it's a property. We own it. Our master is the healer. Amen. And his spirit is dwelling within us, representing. And Jesus said, it's the Father that dwelleth within me. He does the work. Then he said, don't you do anything till you go to Jerusalem and receive the promise of my Father. So 50 days later, on the day of the feast day of Pentecost, the Spirit of God came into this place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And all of the angels came back in here that had been after Jesus' blood was shed. His blood ratified all of the original covenants. It's amazing how many people don't know this. Our first president, George Washington, opened his Bible to the 17th chapter of Genesis, where El Shaddai made covenant with Abram and changed his name and entered this nation into a covenant relationship with Almighty God in the state of Israel. Praise God, Gloria. So this nation, the Liberty Bell, they rang it till they broke it. And there was a quote from the book of Leviticus about liberty on that bell. No wonder the devil hates this nation. But as long as we as people of this nation understand that we have a covenant with God on the book, hallelujah. Now, in the book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter, I'm going to read it first from the King James Version. Verse 20, behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you will indeed obey his voice and do what I speak, I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries, for my angel shall go before thee. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he, your angel, shall bless your bread and water. I will take sickness from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days will I fulfill. Now, hang on a minute. This clears this up beautifully. the classic Amplified. Behold, I send an angel before you to keep and guard you on the way to bring you to the place I have prepared. Give heed to him, listen and obey his voice. Be not rebellious before him or provoke him, for he will not pardon your transgression. But if you will indeed listen and obey his voice in all that I speak, that angel represented God the Father. You have an angel. And there's sometimes you've been saying things you need to keep your mouth shut. David faced Goliath. The thing that frightened the people so was his size. David was there. He said, what do I get if I kill him? And David came at him and he said, I come at you in the name of the God of hosts, the Lord of hosts, the angelic armies of God. It's the book of Malachi. The Lord of hosts, where the tithing scriptures are. Something like 22 times in that little book. The Lord of hosts, the Lord of the angel, the angelic armies of God. So the moment David said that, there was an angel involved in that rock, and it hit exactly the only spot that was not protected on his head. Then he took the man's sword, one translation said, and finished him off. Then he took his head. You know that, don't you know his head is big as a basketball? I mean, this guy's 9'11" or something like that. And he took his head and ran after the Philistines, and they all ran. And he chased them all the way back to Gath, which was his hometown. Angelic support. Now listen to this.
Where are you?
I'm there in the same place in the Classic Amplified.
Well, I don't
know. If you will listen and obey his voice, and I speak, I will be an enemy to your enemies. Now listen to this. The 25th verse. You shall serve the Lord your God. Your angel shall bless your bread and water. I will take sickness from your midst. None shall lose her young by miscarriage, nor be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. That is a blood covenant promise. It was backed by the circumcision covenant that God made with Abram and changed his name to Abraham. And the H in the middle of that name is Hashem, or it is the H in Yud-He, Vav-He. He had God's name in the middle of him. And every time he mentioned that name, he said, Father of many nations. And the word said he was totally convinced that he was able to do what he promised. Amen. So, I want you to see that. Now, here's what happened to me. I was here at home, and I just drove out, but our driveway here goes through one gate and then out to the highway out there. And then you can turn right and go wherever you're going to go. And that I read that verse and I read that verse and I read that verse. And it got down on the inside of me. And I just stopped my car out there, and I just stopped and got out, and I shouted, I'll never be sick another day in my life hereafter forever. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I was trembling. All this COVID-19, Well, and as we all know, the government got into it, and then government money got into it. It was the flu. Now, it was a synthetic flu, and I didn't say that. I'm quoting a Jewish medical doctor. He's the one that treated President Trump. We went to Lagos, Nigeria, tested negative on the way, had to take that receipt. We came back, we tested there and tested negative coming back. We went to Bogota, Colombia. We were the first ministry to be allowed to have any kind of a congregation. We tested negative before we went. Tested negative when we got back. And then Gloria and I both tested negative so our children could come over and see us. Christmas. It was the flu. But they made a huge money deal out of it. And and you've heard Gloria say it many times, if you do what's right in the natural and you do what's right in the supernatural, you can live in divine health.
Yes,
now, at our age, we take supplements, and it's a proper thing to do. I'm 86, and that makes Gloria 85 or 81. How old are you?
I don't know. You brought it up.
Well, she's 5 years younger than I am, whatever that is. Yeah, 81. And we just celebrated our 61st wedding anniversary. Anyway. We take supplements, and we don't just guess at it. And at our age, we have to have a prescription for thyroid. Well, thyroid is extremely important. But in order to get thyroid, you have to have a prescription for it. And so we take that every day. And a lot of vitamin C. And I have a little detox formula. But here's the biggest thing. I have a little yellow lined notebook. No, just a notepad. And I have these scriptures that I'm reading here written out with Scotch tape on the mirror right where I shave every morning. And before that, before I do anything, I'll go in there and go through these very same scriptures. Isaiah 53, then so forth and so on, then 1 Peter 2:24. So now, let's do something else here. I want to read this again. When Jesus went into Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law ill with a fever. He touched her hand and the fever left her. Well, of course it did. She got up and began waiting on him. When evening came, they brought to him many who were under the power of demons. He drove out the spirits with a word and restored to health all that were sick. And thus he fulfilled that which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took in order to carry away our weaknesses and infirmities and bore away our diseases. All right. That was fulfilled. Now, Peter didn't know he was writing part of the new covenant. He just wrote a letter.
Where are you reading, please?
I'm going to read now from 1 Peter. First Epistle General of Peter. Verse 7, the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory unto the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see him not, nor believing in joy unspeakable and full of glory. And you come on down here to this second chapter, laying aside all malice and guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. If so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Now, all of this second chapter, not just the 24th verse, these are all conditions. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be said. It didn't say honor his politics. It said honor him because he's king. There's politicians, I don't agree with their politics, but they're people. And God loves people. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only the good and gentle, but also the froward. This is thankworthy if a man's conscious toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth or deceit. When he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to judges righteously. That's what Isaiah prophesied to him. He said he would, that he wouldn't open his mouth like a lamb to the slaughter. Well, what did John say in the book of Revelation? Talking about the devil, we have overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. John baptizing said, lo, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Now, it was fulfilled at Peter's house. But then Jesus went to the cross. You hear him, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Then John records, it is finished. That's the 22nd Psalm. Read it in the Classic Amplified. Jesus went into hell itself. Oh, now, Brother Copeland, that don't awe me. That's what Peter preached. He preached that, and he used those scriptures to do it. Here's the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he went to come judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church. It didn't say Roman Catholic. That just means universal. I believe in you could say it this way. I believe in the body of Christ, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Well, That's what we believe. You can find that in the sermon, in the message that Jesus preached on the day of Pentecost. He quoted David, "You will not leave my soul in hell, neither allow my body to see corruption." So there is the reason we should be living in divine health. Whatever it takes. It takes physical exercise. It takes a big dose of this holy book every day. Every day. And my spiritual father, my father in the faith, the Lord said to him, he said, "You read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts, three times through in 30 days, and you'll have more intimate relationship with Jesus than with any other person." And he did that. And it worked. Gloria did it. She did it in Amplified when we were there in Tulsa, and she had John and Kelly. They were just small. And she said, "You know, it was really something." She said, "I thought it was going to take a whole lot of time, but when I began to do that, I wound up with time on my hands so I could praise and worship God." Well, I just entered into it here just a few days ago myself.
And
go back through it and do it again. Praise God. And I have so many pages to read. And so I took the picture that was made, this Bible here, was taken apart, and the printers took the New Testament with all the markings and everything. So I just got one of those, a new one, and just started in. And I've made some extra notes. It's some notes that I've never seen before. I just started off, and we could read so many pages a day. I got into the book of Matthew and couldn't quit, so I just read it all. And got over into the book of Mark, about half of that, and this morning I finished that. And so I'll just stay up with it and keep doing it and just carry it with me as a separate Bible. I strongly, strongly suggest that you do the same thing. It will do the same thing with you. You'll come to a place where you know the Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord and your Savior, more intimately than you ever dreamed you could, because he just comes up off of the pages of that book. And when you begin to realize, oh, glory to God, when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, "I am El Shaddai. I'm the God who's more than enough. I will make my covenant between me and thee and multiply thee exceedingly." Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, "As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful. I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. I will establish my covenant between me and thy seed after thee and their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and the seed after thee." And we're out of time. But that opens the door for tomorrow's broadcast. Gloria and I will be back in just a moment.
Life situations can feel hopeless, but you, as a believer in Christ Jesus, have a life force that lives inside you. In the Miraculous Love Package, including the book by Kenneth Copeland, Walking in the Realm of the Miraculous, He describes how you can be surrounded by God's love and walk in the miraculous in your everyday life. Partnered with the Force of Forgiveness teaching on CD or digital download, Brother Copeland explains how forgiveness is the life force for you and your family. See how forgiveness is a force that relates exactly to healing, and to forgive others is an act of faith. There are things available to us in walking in the love of God that are not available in any other way. Learn how to apply this in your family life, on the job, and in everyday life. God's love in you changes situations. Request your free copy of the Miraculous Love Package. Walk in God's love and forgiveness and make living in the supernatural and the miraculous part of your everyday life. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
The Chattanooga Victory Campaign starts this Thursday, June the 22nd through the 24th. We want to see you there. I mean it now. Don't be laying out and be lazy. You get in there, praise God. It's one thing to watch it on television, and that's wonderful, but to be present in the faith atmosphere is just magnificent. Go to kcm.org and get all the information to that. And we'll see you tomorrow. And this is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, reminding you again that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.